You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Beautiful and powerful parasha. And this parasha actually is the most concern after Ribbono Shel Olam toward Am Yisrael, because we have a harsh part that shows that how Ribbono Shel Olam cares about his children and he worries about his children and he likes to direct them in the right path. So this portion actually shows that how Ribbono Shel Olam has such a great affection toward Am Yisrael. So now in the middle of these warnings, we have a statement that it says that all of these matters came about because Tachat Shelo Lo Abat Et Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha Uftub Lebav Mirov Kol. So it's about that the reason that all of these terrible things took place because you were not happy, you were not joyous, you were not smiling. And not only that, Mirov Kol, I gave you everything that you wanted that I gave you. And still, you're not happy, you still complain. So now, the question that is brought, so this statement that why all of these terrible things has taken place, why is it placed in the middle? How come it's not in the beginning or in the end? Because actually, when you see, like let's say, God forbid, not for anyone, you see, there's an angel by your car, and he's writing you an invitation card. He's a malach, whatever. So why he's giving a ticket?
But the time is over.
Now you tell him, why are you giving me a ticket? So what does he say?
It is expired.
Because you didn't put money in there. So now he's telling you the reason I'm giving you a ticket, because the parkometer is expired. But here is a very puzzling matter that the reasoning is placed right in the middle. And the answer here is that Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us, obviously, we're not as perfect as we're supposed to be. So obviously, we have to go through what?
Correction.
Correction. We have to. But here, the correction, that means sometimes we have to tend to the path that we don't like to be in. So it's hard, it's painful. But here, Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us, if even in the middle that I'm just about to punish you, you would wake up and correct yourself, all the decrees will be cancelled. So that's why it's placed right in the middle, not in the end. So that means at any moment, you have the opportunity to transfer all the decrees to Gezerot Tovot. Everything is going to be Barachot. And that's why it's placed in the middle. So that's it's a great advantage. That means at any moment, even though that the verdict is already designated, you can change it. You can change it for good. That's why Ribbono Shel Olam is informing us, be happy. Be happy. Happened to be a story about a mother that just about to send her little boy to school. So he told them, my dear, don't forget to listen to the teacher. The light of my eye, don't forget to eat your lunch. Part of my liver, Take care of yourself. So the kid goes to school and then comes back home. So the man says, "My neshama, how was the school today? What did you learn today?" So the boy said, "I learned today, my name is Moshe." He didn't know his name. Yeah. My love, my dear, part of my liver, my neshama. He never knew what his name is. So he went to school and said, "Moshe, sit down." There's no, my love, my dear. So here, the point here is that many times you don't know what our name is. And not through process of growing up, maybe we were not directed as well as we were supposed to. So that's why when we grow up and we run into challenges, then we call it stumbling blocks. We call it disaster. We call it the end of the life. But here, the message of this beautiful parasha here is, no, that's not how it works. You know, things goes wrong. That's how it is. You have to understand there is discipline. There's a yes, there's a no, there's a welcome, there is a, "I'm sorry, you cannot get in." There's a positive answer. And, right. It has nothing to do with the desire. Exactly. So here, you have to realize that you need discipline. You need discipline. And all your life, another calls you the Imma, Abba, my dear, my love, neshama, part of my liver. And not only that, they even, they do sacrifice too. Korban and this and that. So now, then, in this such an attitude, when you grow up, and then when you go out in the world, it's not, people are not going to call you neshama. It's the other way around. Maybe they want your neshama. It's tough. It's challenging. But you have to hold in there, and you have to be chazak. You have to be strong, and not chas v'shalom, these challenges, God forbid, breaks you. And that's what exactly it's all about. You have to be very, very, very ready, and be very, very assured. Lots of faith and emunah that this process also is gonna gamsa yavor, it's gonna be over with soon, Bezat Hashem. And Bezat Hashem, hopefully we'll celebrate Rosh Hashanah with Mashiach Tzidkenu.
Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.